Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, you're running hot in the bowling department, aren't you?
Are we? What?
Hot.
It was hot. 37 or something at Clarence Gardens yesterday.
Yeah, the results weren't too hot.
Nah, struggling. Big time.
Which club?
One game to go.
One game to go.
One game to go, Rick.
And then which club will it be next?
Don't know. Undecided as we speak.
Is that right?
Yep.
I thought I was your manager.
Well, you are. Where am I going?
I think,
don't mention.
Oh, don't mention anything on air.
Don't mention it. Keep it. And
our
low key.
Good people. There are plans afoot as his manager.
Yes.
There are plans afoot, but I can't release them at this stage. So
right,
come on,
later,
tell
crap.
It.
Lost by 9 shots. Our rink, Rick. We're up at half time by 1.
What happened? What was in the cup of tea?
Oh, what was in that?
Yes.
Bloody hell! Sandwiches. Anyway, the Barossa Light Bowling Association last week.
Yes.
Second to last game it was, Rick.
Yes.
Last game this week. Angaston played Lindock, which you would have thought was going to be, you know, a pretty close game.
Yes.
Well, guess what?
It wasn't.
It wasn't. 125-68.
What?
Yeah, that's a
hiding.
That's
a double score.
Yeah, that's first versus second, Rick.
How can that happen?
So there you go. It's been like the footy season.
Can you explain to me how that happened?
I'll explain to you in one way.
Yeah.
Ian Ellsworthy, 37-6.
What?
And that was our good listener, Sean Mahoney. Got a hiding, didn't he?
Have you checked with it? Was he all right?
I don't know.
Did he have COVID or something?
No, I don't know. Oh, well. Anyway, moving on to the next game. Freeling 85, Kapunda 93. Only just fell over the line to the lowly ranked Freeling side. Martin Jew, 24-15 over Ian Young, was the best winning rink there. Tanunda, bottom of the table, played Mount Pleasant, third to bottom.
Yes.
Tanunda, 110, defeated Mount Pleasant, 80. They're on the up and coming, Tanunda, aren't they?
Well, I've heard that they are.
There you go.
And I've heard
yes.
There's plenty of money and energy around the Tanunda Bowling Club.
Tim Leish, 31-15 over John Webb. It was the biggest winning rink there. Timmy, good lad, Timmy. Good bowler, played in town for a year or two. Udunda played the old Newry, my old side, the Tigers. 77 Udunda, Newry 98. So a comfortable win. And a good friend of mine, Lockie Fuss, biggest winning, it was equal actually, but he won by 10 shots. Lockie Fuss' rink over Ian Griffiths. 23-13 it was. Been to Victor the last couple of days, Rick. 2-day tournament, Monday, Tuesday.
Right.
Stayed at the Passion Palace at Middleton Caravan Park. We call it the Passion Palace.
Really? In a little cabin?
Yeah, and our mate, mine's got a Pash. It's called Pash. That's how he likes to be known as. His name is Pash. He's got a caravan and a little annex, so we camped in there. A couple of good days, a couple of good nights.
I mean, that explains everything, because I know you wouldn't pay.
No, why. Not if I don't have to. Yeah, so we stayed at the Passion Palace.
Yeah. Did you visit the Port Elliot Bakery?
No, we didn't.
What?
Straight past it.
Looks as though you did.
Oh, have a look at you. Saw that photo in the paper. My God, I didn't know who it was in there. Had a couple of good days down there. Bowled like woolly goats the first day. Very, very windy, right on the beach, you know, where it is down there, Rick.
I do.
And the second day was a lot better conditions, and we've all found the greens a lot better. They've got 4 different greens down there. Got about $30 million worth of real estate where they are.
Oh, yeah, yes.
And
I will save it for another day because we'll run out of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I must tell you what the story, and our good listeners will love it too. In my very brief tennis career.
Oh, you didn't play there, did you? I saw the burn marks on the court.
I was playing for Victor Hart. The only reason I've thought of it is the wind, which is true.
Yeah.
And I won't ruin the story completely. Let's put it this way. It's in my short, brief Victor Harbour tennis career, I got reported.
I know.
Oh.
And so you should have, calling that guy what you called him. Bloody hell. Just quickly, Right about now, Peter Lukic, you turn your phone off because Rick's about to start on the cricket. He told me that last week.
Did he really?
He only listens to the bowl show. So, Pete, flick off now. 5 minutes and 3 seconds you're going to waste your time.
No, well, Pete, Pete, hold on for a minute because he's got it all wrong. Even though we've got a running sheet, he can't read that either. We're still going to talk about hot things. We've just talked about the bowling. There's nothing more.
Yep.
Increased in temperature than the one and only Australian soccer captain Sam Kerr.
Oh,
eh?
She's in a bit of strife, isn't she? What's going on there?
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Now, all of what we're about to say is alleged, right?
Oh,
that
is
magic
it?
Word again, okay. Alleged. Now, evidently, she has been charged with intentionally causing racially aggravated harassment, alarm or distress to a police officer. Not good enough if that's true.
Yep.
Would you say?
No, totally agree.
Now, there's a couple of interesting things there that there is a backstory. This occurred over 12 months ago. 12 months
12
ago.
12 months.
Yep. And it was on the end of a night out with the rest of her team, Chelsea team.
Yep.
And she just scored a hat-trick and they'd won. And, I mean, like any good red-blooded group of people, they went out and to celebrate the victory. Now, it is alleged, Phil.
Yes.
Alleged that on the way home, in the taxi, she all of a sudden got sick.
Oh, she was dehydrated, I'd say.
Dehydrated.
Too much water.
Or COVID or whatever.
Whatever.
Now,
wouldn't have been alcohol, would it?
I shouldn't think so, okay. Phil. Anyway, evidently it is alleged that that's what happened. Now, at the end of the trip or just after taking ill, the taxi driver decided to charge her, to which she objected. Now, if the alleged illness, he may, I don't know, this is pure speculation, he may have increased the charge, taking into account what it's going to cost him,
to clean up
the mess and his taxi, to which it would appear that Sammy took some degree of objection and he called the police. And it is also alleged, which may not help Sammy too much, that the whole event is captured on police body cam.
Okay.
And it is also alleged that she called one of the two officers a stupid white bastard.
Oh, you can't do that.
No, well, you can't, I suppose.
No. Works both ways, that.
Yeah, well, it does. It does.
Colour.
It does.
Like different
colour. It does. Now, for our good listeners who might not know, Sam Kerr is of Indian descent.
Correct.
To the point where her father is the product of an Indian mother and an Englishman.
Oh,
So it's not a direct lineage, but she is of Indian descent. Now, what that's really got to do with the whole issue, who knows?
Mm.
The interesting thing I find is this, Phil. 12 months ago.
Oh, he's been stressing about it.
And it's taken the mighty British police 12 months to actually book her. Now, and they did it by postal. They didn't.
Oh, no wonder it took 12 months to get there.
It was Australia three years. Now, I just find, the alleged explanation by the English police is that it's taken them 12 months to work out what charges they would lay. Now, I just find that completely
crazy. That seems ridiculous.
Crazy.
Look, I think there's a case there, perhaps. I mean, in this day and age. That's what's happening.
We've got a different set of values. You're right. And when it comes to anything implying racial discrimination or whatever, that's true. It doesn't take, and I'm not saying that that gets her off necessarily, but it doesn't take 12 months to work out
no,
what you're going to charge her with.
You wouldn't have thought.
So the other thing is that Sam Kerr's lawyers are evidently going to whatever lawful terminology it is, they're going to suggest that the whole thing be thrown out of court because of the time span. Yep. So anyway, so...
Well, she might be in jail with her brother then.
Well, she... God.
Is he still in jail?
Oh, I don't think so. I think he's completely rehabilitated. Anyway, so... But that's also, in terms of heat, nothing compared with the Saka.
What? More Saka. Heat on the Saka? Would they have a win?
No. Forget the Redbacks nearly losing yet again. They've come out with a draw, 9 wickets down. They've let New South Wales score 500 before they declared. But that's nothing. In the good old days, Phil, and this I find mind-blowing because I saw it,
yep.
The Saka, in the good old days, you could not get a membership for the Saka if you wanted to, even with bad money. They must be in such a good position now and things running so hot for them. Their latest email plead to their members, the ones they've got left,
yep.
is highlighted with, know a kid who loves their cricket, make them a Saka member.
Oh.
And then it goes on. I won't read the whole thing.
They'd be playing.
Could be. But listen to this. Saka members can bring their children and grandchildren aged 9 and under into the Saka members area free of charge during all cricket matches. Once the child is aged 10, as of September the 1st, being the start of the cricket season, they require a valid entry ticket to enter. Now's the time to give the cricket-loving kid in your life their spot on the Saka membership waiting list.
Imagine them going to watch that.
And it goes on to suggest all the free things like playground. They are desperate.
I give my grandkids about 10 minutes there at the cricket and I reckon we'd be heading home.
They are desperate.
Wow.
So anyway, we're on to the cricket scene now.
Okay.
Now, while we're staying on the theme of hot things.
Yes, we are.
It is this weekend. The finals of the Barossa and I Cricket Association. Well, Phil, you're all over it.
I think
Now, for our good listeners who follow the cricket, as your good friend obviously does.
No, he's switched off already, Pete.
it would seem that by Friday night at 5:40, whatever time it is that the Bureau of Meteorology does their Newry forecast,
okay.
The predicted temperature is going to be 40.
40?
Which means...
You're hot under the hat there, Rick.
Which means game off.
Oh, off.
Off.
Which means a one day the next day.
Phil, how could you
How's that?
Work that
Well, it's
out?
Just common sense.
Right, now...
Right, done.
So good listeners, he's not only a tennis, football guru, lawn bowls.
I know.
He's into cricket.
Yep.
So Phil is right. If it's called off on Saturday due to temperature, it automatically changes to a one-day game on Sunday. Now, the problem is, what do you reckon, Phil?
If it's 40 on Sunday, I reckon...
It's called off.
It's called off. And guess what, Rick?
What, Phil?
The top side win the premiership.
Oh, Phil.
Because they don't want to waste another weekend on the cricket, I guess.
Phil... You're incredible.
How? What's that?
Did you write the bylaws?
Should have.
So that is correct and completely fair.
Which, well, not really completely fair with Cedric.
Phil, you're into this
too. In South Gawler's case. Well, you told me about it last week.
Yeah, it is. I mean, like, you cannot write a set of rules...
No.
For a cricket or a sporting association or in law that covers absolutely every scenario. And unfortunately, this one has been pretty unique for our listeners who've been following it, that South Gawler, as we speak, have gone through the season unbeaten, including beating Angaston in the semi-final last week to qualify for the grand final.
We weren't talking about 3 LBs in a row and one over, will we?
Will No. I heard they were all out.
Well, look at the scorebook.
that's all you have to do.
Yep.
Now, that's a sidetrack, good listeners. Just
yeah,
ignore
sorry
him.
About
He's
that.
So carried away. Now, the thing is that because of the probable advantage of a small ground, etc., Sandy Creek, although they finished top, lost a couple of games, but they lost two games to South Gawler, in fact, but they won a couple of games outright, which brought them up to the same number of points
yep.
as South Gawler, and probably because of the small ground, they finished in the number one slot on percentage. So, if both Saturday and Sunday are called off, they will be awarded the premiership, even though South Gawler...
Is 11 games in a row?
At the moment, it's 11 games in a row, two of which were against Sandy Creek. So, you know, with hindsight, you'd say that's unfair. You've got to write sets of rules.
Exactly right.
And
you do.
I mean, it's a bit like a fairy tale. You wouldn't have imagined Sandy Creek could finish, as it were, equal top on points, but ahead on percentage by the way things happen. So it could be an interesting...
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing, I mean, you know, I'm not saying there's luck, but circumstances when you play a 40-over one-day game, you're not in as much control if you're playing a two-day competition.
Absolutely.
So it's all up in the wind. It'd probably be
and
nice.
And home ground advantage to Sandy Creek's huge. It's a tiny little oval. I could hit a six there.
I don't know your bowling. Anyway, Phil, congratulations.
Thank you. I've got to say this publicly
on your incredible cricket bowling.
It's unbelievable.
It's vast.
Well, I think it will be called off, Rick, because we were heading to Robertstown, of all places, where it'll be 45 up there on Sunday to a tournament. And I rang the guy this morning. He said, no, she's all off.
Already?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got to make it. Otherwise, catering and rah-rah.
If you're going, catering is...
Just lamb on spit or something up there. It's going to be beautiful. What? Oh, yeah. But imagine that on a 45 drink.
Oh, yeah.
Eh? Anyway, Rick.
So, well, honestly, Phil, I'm shocked by your incredible comprehensive
But
belief.
I think you've umpired your last game for the year.
Well, if only that were true, Phil.
Oh, no, what now? What else is on?
There's some state veterans, and then there's the Eastern Reds Carnival in the Barossa the week after next. So when too much umpiring is never enough, you might say.
Quickly, Rick, before you tell us the joke.
Yes, Phil.
Cody Gilchrist, I see, going to Port Adelaide.
Yes.
From South Gawler. He's a big out for South. Have not seen him play myself live. But I know you rate him highly.
I have rated him very highly. It's not a nice thing to say. He's too good for this league. Really.
Yeah, okay.
Played
his juniors at Centrals, I see, so underage and reserves. And Port have picked him up in the Magpies, obviously. Quickly, Rick, we have signed our signatures have gone down on our footy tips this year. If I win, it's $50. If you win, it's $20.
Oh,
that's what I signed, wasn't
it?
Yeah. So this week, quickly, Rick, we'll run through them. Sydney and Melbourne.
Sydney, pal.
Sydney for me. Sydney
points.
By 16.
No.
Brisbane and Carlton.
Brisbane.
Brisbane for me. Gold Coast and Richmond.
Gold Coast.
Gold Coast for me. I think they're going to be a big improvers.
Well, yes, I do too.
GWS and Collingwood?
Collingwood.
Collingwood for me. So we're the same this week, a 3-point...
A 3-point margin.
So I'll be up by 3 points in round one.
Lovely story to finish it, Pete, just for you. A nice cricket joke. So
Pete's 14 minutes ago.
He would have turned back on to hear the joke, I would think. Anyway, underage country cricket game.
Yep.
And... this young lad is handed his cap to the umpire. The umpire says to him, are you bowling over the wicket or around the wicket, son? The boy looked up at him and said, my dad told me to bowl at the bloody wicket.
I bet he could be the next Redbacks coach, that kid.
He could.
Huh? Bets Dizzy should tell them that.
I reckon he should. Hey? He should. All right, team. Have a good weekend. Try and stay cool until next week. This is Rick.
This is Phil.